As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it!
Before it's too late. You don't want that situation.
It's not a bird or a plane. In fact, it's a mermaid. Yep, you read that right. You heard that right. What? Scientists in Japan are about to probe a 12-inch creature that has a human-like face and hair and a fish-like lower body. It was found over 300 years ago and has been kept in a temple, and now it's going for a CT scan so the experts can learn more about it. Apparently,
sounds like a bunch of crap to me.
In Japanese culture, mermaids can be predictors of infectious diseases. Findings from the study will be published later this year.
Just like Bigfoot. Let me see it. Show me.
But, you know, this would be easy to fake, right? You just take the skeleton of something else and meld it together with a fish skeleton, right?
You know, and maybe somebody a long, 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 long time ago figured that out and did it and says, hey, you know what? Look at these morons in 2022.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like the old carnival freak shows. That's like they would do that stuff all the time, right?
Yep. Hey, mermaids aren't real. Just putting that out there.
Okay. If you had to sleep with a mermaid, Hunter, hypothetically speaking, would you rather have...
I know where this is going, the upper or lower.
Yeah. Would you rather have top half woman, lower half fish, or top half fish, lower half woman? And you have to do it.
Top half woman, right?
There's a right answer to this.
Is there?
There is.
What is the right answer?
So again, if you had to bang a mermaid, okay, top half fish, lower half woman, or top half woman, lower half fish?
Top half woman. It's got to be, right?
It's got to be, right? Because one, you got the boobies, okay? That's a big part of the equation right there. Two, you got way more options as far as what to do, you know.
Three, Brock has thought way too far into this.
I mean, I don't know. You get a largemouth bass on top. I can maybe work with that. But
you'd end up with a catfish with the big old lips and whiskers staring at you.
I'd go noodling if I had to. Give me enough drinks. I'll take it. Take that mermaid home.
Bites it off.
Yeah, I think you got to go top half woman, right? I think so. Yeah. Anyway.
In
sorry.
Real. I mean, you know.
Sorry, Grandma. Sorry we're having this conversation. Apologize.
Yeah. Jeez.
Top half. Lastly, space junk on it. Enough of banging mermaids. Space junk on a collision course to hit the moon. The moon is about to take a hit from 3 tons of space junk. Experts say the impact will likely carve out a crater big enough to fit several semi-trucks. One asteroid tracking expert said it's likely that it's China's leftover rocket junk from 2014. The Chinese argue otherwise. The debris is expected to hit the moon tomorrow, but it may take months to confirm through satellite photos. We're already messing up space, dude. We already got junk in space. It's not enough that we're killing the planet. Now we already got junk just hurling through space, slamming into the moon, just messing everything up.
You know, I haven't seen the movie yet, but a lot of people have. Don't Look Up. It kind of sounds like that a little bit. It's going to knock it off its course, and then the moon. No, that's Moonfall.
That's Moonfall. Yeah, Don't Look Up is a meteor heading towards Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, Moonfall is the one where the moon gets knocked off course and it's hurling towards the Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't this stuff terrifying to you?
Well, it is.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like...
Well, it is. We could stop leaving our junk everywhere. I don't know. Maybe that's something we could do. We could start getting all that. There's so much crap
orbiting
the Earth.
I'm talking about space stuff and just general.
Oh, yeah, yeah. First, I try not to think. I try not to think about it because when you start thinking about how tiny we are in the big picture of things, we don't matter. We're worth it. I mean, just we are. You know, we are just a pimple on the butt cheeks of the universe. All right, we're a tiny little ingrown hair.
If there's an asteroid hurling towards Earth that they can't do anything about, they wouldn't tell us, would they? Just let it happen.
See, there's I don't know. I don't know if they would. And in this day and age, do you think you could keep that a secret? See, and Don't Look Up, it's some amateurs that find it. You know, nowadays, you can buy a badass telescope online and you could find it yourself. You know what I mean? I don't think you could keep it quiet long enough. You know, it's not like the 50s and they could just be like, oh, no, this is how it is. We're fine. You know?
kind of like the movie Deep Impact, right? They try to keep it a secret for a little bit, then Morgan Freeman comes on TV and tells everybody.
Drop
dead!
If we all are going to go by asteroid, I'm okay with that because then everyone's dead. You know what I mean?
Because you're so selfish. You just can't go out by yourself, huh?
Yeah. Well, like, I don't want to be the only one to get killed by an asteroid, all right? While everyone's else, like, are you about the one guy who got killed by an asteroid and it's me? Like, come on, man.
The planets evolve around. We send
Bruce Willis and his crew up there, him and Ben Affleck and Steve Buscemi, and they all get up there.
Oh, yeah.
They blow up the asteroid, but that one little piece that makes it comes hurling towards Earth and just blasts me right in the face, and then I'm the only one that dies? Come on now. That's BS, man.
Everybody be clapping.
We finally got him, folks.
Saved everybody else. Thank you, Bob.
The guy who talked about banging mermaids is dead. All right, perfect. Good. Anyway, there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.